Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. I say us because I have an amazing guest on the show today. We are here to talk about a new program that is being initiated through the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, and it's called Integrated Behavioral Health Services. And my guest today is Dr. Gupta. Good morning, Dr. Gupta.
Good morning, Carol. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Finally, I get to have you on the show. I'm very, very excited.
Me too.
So you are a psychiatrist,
yes.
Correct? And you work with Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. But this is kind of your second round with us, right?
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners
yes.
a little bit about that?
So I worked at Wayne Memorial Behavioral Health for 5 years. Then I left to move, because we moved to Philadelphia, I did inpatient there. And then a lot of the patients I'd see from here, this region, it was very hard to find access to care
mm-hmm.
for them to schedule up aftercare. And then I was talking with Terry and she wanted to set up and, start a new program for integrating behavioral health within primary care settings. And so it's something that I've been very passionate about. And so I left my job and I joined, I came back.
And we're very excited. Like, that's one thing about radio. You can see how happy we are to have Dr. Gupta back to start this program in our community. Because, like you mentioned, it's providing a service around behavioral health within the primary care offices,
yes.
right? So can you explain how that works?
Yeah. So what we are, our main focus is to decrease the problem of access.
Mm-hmm.
Right now what happens is the behavioral health treatments are there, but it's very hard to access them.
Right.
The wait times might be very long, sometimes years. And it's very hard to get a specialty and high quality care. So what we are trying to do is to remove some of the obstacles around getting access. So we are a team-based approach with therapists, psychiatrists, and social workers, case managers. And we work together to figure out with the primary care as a team to figure out, what the patient needs, what do they want, and how best we can help
mm-hmm.
them.
Right. And so, coming back to that, these services are happening within their primary care offices,
yes.
right? And that's really the key here,
yeah.
is integrating this special, need within these offices so it can be addressed sooner.
Right. And so think of it as an extended team
mm-hmm.
of providers. So the role of your primary care clinic is now your whole person care.
Right.
So that it addresses your mental health, your physical health, how they do interact, your psychosocial stressors,
mm-hmm.
what's going on in your life, and then as and when you need, if in times of stress you might need more services,
mm-hmm.
in times when things are going well, you don't need that much. So we're trying to create a flexible program around that.
Right, right.
All within telehealth or primary care in
mm-hmm.
clinics.
Yeah, seeing in person,
yes.
right? And again, I know we talked about maybe clarifying it. It's not necessarily for individuals who need long-term mental health services that may need more specialized treatment, but it may be those individuals that may be experiencing a stressor at that time, like you had mentioned before we started recording, like maybe a family member that's taking care of somebody with dementia,
yeah.
the stress level that they may,
right.
and it's affecting their health.
Yeah. So think of it this way, our goal is to, rather than go with a diagnosis, it's
mm-hmm.
really about patient needs.
Mm.
So if someone needs, weekly individual therapy with, monthly psychiatric management for, say years, right? Or, for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that patient would not, it would not be a good match for us because, we already have traditional health, behavioral health. but we could act as a bridge program for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, if, say, while working, you're able to stabilize, things are going well, the person's doing really well, they have a stable medication regimen, or just with therapy, they've been able to develop some skills and handle the stress or handle the illness well, then, the primary care could take over medication prescribing once, we could be consultants.
Right.
And if something changes, we are there.
Right. So for example, they may be on a great path, yeah. Right? Their primary care is looking at their medication, but maybe something comes about, a family member may get sick, or maybe they do develop another medical diagnosis like diabetes, mm-hmm. right? Which can be stressful.
Right.
That may be an opportunity to go with your team. And I say your team because you're kind of overseeing this integrated behavioral services, right?
Right.
And maybe refer them to speak to a social worker.
Absolutely. That would be ideal. So our eventual goal is to get to a point where we are providing more preventative mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Where based on risk factors, we implement, we develop skills, we develop a lot of therapeutic techniques to prevent or delay the onset of illness. And then if illness gets started, to best manage that illness.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Right. We make it sound so simple, but I think this part of primary care kind of helps, like you said, bridge a lot of different other aspects of like mental health and behavioral health that can be addressed right at that time per se. So I know there's like 9 different primary care offices,
mm-hmm.
but there are some of the specific offices that are providing this actual integrative care, right?
So we have a physical presence in Hamlin, Highlands, Women's Health, Carbondale, Forest City, and we have telehealth services. But we have opened access to all Wayne Memorial patients that, maybe the service is not present in that clinic that time, which we are trying to, get services everywhere.
Right.
But they could either do telehealth or, get to the nearest clinic to them,
mm-hmm.
and be seen there. All they need is a referral from the primary care.
Right. And so this service is for patients that are established through the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. And that's important to know. But also, do you feel, I know we didn't talk about this, but there are many individuals out there without a primary care.
Yeah.
And so this would be a great way to get established with a primary care. And if you need that extra service, it's going to be kind of all under one umbrella.
Absolutely. And it's good, really important to have a primary care to, again, prevent, the approach of going to a doctor when something breaks.
Right.
It's like we get a car serviced,
Right, we change our oil every, 5,000, 10,000 miles
wait
now.
Wait for it to break.
Right.
And then go to the service center.
Right.
So we need to do that for our bodies and our mind.
And I think that's what really one of the major goals of this program is to, you hit the nail on the head, right? it's to keep our patients as healthy as we possibly can.
Absolutely. And in different life changes, different life stressors, so that the first time, right now what happens is the first time a patient gets introduced to mental health treatment is after a crisis, either a suicide attempt or an emotional episode or some or losing their job or not being able to function. And so that means we've missed all of that opportunities to help them prevent getting to that point.
Right. Yeah. And I think that point is, great to bring up is to prevent that crisis situation.
Right.
And we're not, it's not going, we may experience that crisis once in a while, but definitely to reduce that by, again, establishing that relationship with your primary care provider and knowing what services are available within, that office or under the community health center umbrella.
So imagine if in a time of stress, you call, your doctor and say, hey, I need to talk to somebody, talk to your therapist, and they work with you in solving that problem, and then you might not need them for 2 years.
Right.
And if crisis happens, then we work with the Wayne, you know, and different crisis teams as well to schedule aftercare to make sure that the person in that phase of their treatment get, you know, evidence-based treatment and high-quality treatment. You know, so where you live should not, you know, decide how what kind of treatment you get.
Right. And again, I'm just, you know, the more we talk about this service that is going to be provided, not excited I get, but happy I get to know that, like you said, so many people who feel like, oh, it'll bypass, right? Or that stress is short-term, which some people can handle, right? Some people can handle stressors and realize, you know, this is only short-term, it's going to be over. But there are some individuals that may not be able to get over that.
Yeah.
Even if it is going to be a short-time stressor.
Absolutely. And it's not about, okay, I failed to deal with the stress. It is a stressful situation.
Right.
And if you want to talk to somebody who's not your family, who's not judgmental, who's, you know, maybe who can give you a different way of thinking about it, right? Because, you know, your mind might be so overworked, you might not be able to think through, right? So, you know, that's a great way of developing skills in the moment.
Exactly. Right? And I feel many people go to their primary care offices with that trust. You know, and having that extension of a full team of individuals that can also be there for that person is really ideal.
And that's our goal, you know, and again, it's, and whatever age people are, whatever they might be dealing with, you know, we'll meet them where they are. We have a very, you know, high respect for patients, their autonomy, their choices, you know, and again, it's, and we want to think of treatment as, you know, as something that emerges from the discussion between the provider and the person.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, there's a beautiful brochure that was developed, right? And that's available in the primary care offices, correct? In all the community health centers.
And and wherever they're not available, we'll try to make them available.
Right, and they could always call our office here at 253 8422. That's actually my number, and we will be happy to mail out a brochure to anyone that may be interested. Right?
Thank you so much.
No.
Yes, and all primary care offices, we've talked about it. They all know that they can refer. They, you know, we'll email them all the referral sources. We're trying to minimize the hurdles to get seen.
Right. Right. Okay. And that's really ideal. You know, I do want to also just mention, if someone is listening and they are in crisis, they should be calling a crisis center, correct?
Right. Absolutely. And a crisis center would, you know, have, they have a lot of resources. And, you know, it's not, they, good and well-timed treatment can actually prevent hospitalization and further disruption. So, and we work with crisis centers. So after the crisis, you know, we could see them. We could, you know, schedule appointments if hospitalization is not required.
Yeah, and I know, you know, sometimes in emergency that we, you know, I work a lot with the Suicide Prevention Task Force for Wayne and Pike County. You know, we recommend calling 988 if someone is experiencing, you know, a crisis related to suicide. You know, and there's also 911, correct, if needed.
Yes, and those are great resources, and all our all the communities have their own crisis lines as well that, you know, are on the brochure and in every office and online.
Yeah, exactly. And there are. There are so many resources out in our community that I think some individuals are not aware of.
Right.
And, you know, having you on the show today, I believe, gives many individuals that are listening hope. You know, and know that there's help out there. And I also feel to know that, the you know, the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers are actually listening to our community, right?
Right.
Because this did not just come out and just a thought that's out there, like, let's do this. Yeah. We know from patients coming in, right? And talking to providers what they really need.
Absolutely. And every 3 years, there's a needs assessment that's done. And consistently for, you know, decades, it's the same mental health and substance use treatments are a big area of need.
Always.
Always. And hopefully, you know, our suicide rates are much higher than national average.
Mm-hmm.
Substance use overdoses and you know, motor vehicle accidents are higher.
Right.
And we can help with all of that.
Right.
You know.
Well, Dr. Gupta, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I really believe the information you provide to our community is so valuable.
Thank you so much, Carol.
You're welcome. Thanks. And I'm sure we'll have you back again.
I hope so.
Again, this is Carol Kanier. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.